This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
Then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown up.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Nice to have you along. Really is. It's hour two of our program. You're not hearing any drops today because my computer's down over here again.
We're working one hand tied behind our back.
Yeah. I'm going to have to.
And we are all having dumber for it. Wait.
Yes.
And we are all.
There's a drop.
Yeah. Will's got the drops.
He does.
A lot of people are saying Will's got diarrhea.
They are not saying Will has diarrhea. They're saying Buck has diarrhea.
But I'm going to have to put... Yeah, Buck's out today. Did you guys know that?
Yeah, where'd Buckley go?
I don't know.
I'd like to point out that Buck... I'm not going anywhere. I'm tied to this chair. Dude, that guy's gone every other day. Buck has no commitment.
Listen, I got something to predict here, okay? We've had
coming hard.
Midday Hunger Games going on.
A lot has happened.
You know, this is a very popular radio station.
Yes.
And when a seat... A coveted on-air seat opens.
It doesn't happen very often.
It hasn't happened all that often.
No, we've had a lot of stability here.
So when it opens, the sharks, they swarm.
Yeah, it got uncomfortable.
Well, I mean, you know, look, it's competitive market.
Yes.
A lot of guys around here, they wanted Dusty's job when Dusty got promoted to brand manager. Because mm-hmm. If you don't know, he's leaving the Dusty and Danny show. He's now our boss, and Danny's going to get a new co-host. And so a lot of the guys were in on it, and Buck was in on it. And I got to tell you something. Prediction. If that guy doesn't get the midday show, that SOB is out of here. And that's not what...
You think he's got one foot out
the door?
A lot of people saying Ryan Buckley.
That comes with no information. I haven't talked to him about it.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the hell's happening with that. But once we know, if that's not Buck, I bet you that guy's never here. And then before you know it, it's like, hey, whatever happened to that Buck guy?
No one knows.
He doesn't care.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah, we gave him a hard time like a month or two ago about being gone so much. And he was like, dude, I'm strapped to this chair. I feel like he's been gone more since he said that than before.
Well, it's summer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of vacation going on right now.
Well, you're going to San Diego.
Yeah, baby.
You're out of here.
I'm gonna watch me some pods. Padres, Phillies. How good is that?
That's not too shabby.
That's a great series.
Yeah, it is.
Down there at Petco.
Well, later in the, I think it's in August, I'm going down to L.A. for...
Did you just one-up me again?
Dodgers, Padres.
God, you're such a one-upper.
Isn't San Diego better than Los Angeles?
What do you mean? Dodgers are in first place.
Yeah, but I'm going to L.A. to watch Dodgers, Padres. You're going to San Diego to watch, well, I guess Phillies, Pods. Yeah, that would be...
You one-upped me, you son of a bitch.
Well, it's not my doing.
You're amazing at that. Yes, it is. You do that all the time.
It's not my doing. It's the BTJ. She's demanding to go see Ohtani.
The only thing better than Padres-Dodgers in L.A.
Yeah.
is Padres-Dodgers in San Diego.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something.
It's nuts.
Dude, San Diego is nuts for the Padres right now. Yeah. I mean, that it is a thing.
And when LA comes to town, buckle up. Well,
you sell your tip. My brother has partial season tickets down there. He lives in San Diego.
Yeah.
And he said, dude, when the Dodgers come to town, you sell them.
Yeah, because you just
you'll make your whole year's lot right there.
When we were going, so my gal wanted to see Ohtani. And so we looked at some of the weekends that she had available to go down. And they're playing back-to-back weeks in San Diego, in L.A. So originally we thought, well, let's go to San Diego. No offense to Los Angeles, but if you want to go down for a weekend.
L.A.'s fun.
Yeah, but you go to San Diego. It's like better, LA. Right? And plus, L.A.'s got some stuff going on right now. We got mounted police and it's a whole thing.
Yeah, maybe you can get in on that.
I go down there and, you know, like stomp some heads. Yeah, I'm all right. I don't need to do that. But we looked at the price differential between going to see the Padres-Dodgers in L.A. versus San Diego. It's not even close. You go to L.A. The San Diego, the tickets for the to get in, just like the worst seat in the house,
it's nuts.
It's freaking nuts.
Yeah.
And you can still get in for a decent price at Chavez Ravine. Petco, uh-uh. So we ended up going to L.A. instead just because of the ticket prices.
Yet another reason to hate the Dodgers, isn't it? Is that even the people in L.A. are like, eh, whatever. Yeah. We'll show up in the fourth inning. Yeah, I may or may not go. I don't know. I got to go to a party with Martin Scorsese.
Well, Chavez Ravine is kind of a pain in the ass to get to.
It definitely is.
There's one road in and one road out, and it gets a little bogged down. But I'm a sucker for old parks. I like tradition. Chavez Ravine is the because we give Wrigley and obviously Fenway are the last two cathedrals.
By a lot.
But I mean, it's not even close.
What's the next best? Are you going to say Chavez?
It's Chavez Ravine.
I mean, it's nice, but I don't know. It's not Wrigley or Fenway.
It's not Wrigley or Fenway.
I think they do a good job at Chavez Ravine, but the park isn't particularly all that interesting. But it's just the Dodgers brand is big. It's LA. Yes. It's sunny. When the sun goes down, you got the palm trees over center field there. Yes. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And if you've been to the Dodgers
many times
games.
I think it's a great place to see a game.
They do a very good job in the just sort of fan experience there.
Yes,
they do. They actually do a pretty good job with it. But if you just strip away all of that and look at ballpark,
but if you strip away all that, Wrigley Field kind of. I know they've made renovations and stuff.
You got the ivy. You got the unique wall. Yeah. You got the.
All I'm saying is, Chavez Ravine, while it's not Wrigley and it's not Fenway. There is a big, giant gap between Chavez Ravine and anything else. It's in a tier into itself. You got Fenway, you got Wrigley, and then there's Chavez that kind of sits there. And then the rest of them are new ballparks. There's not...
A lot of new ones.
Yeah, well, I think everyone basically has a new ballpark, minus like the crappy Rays.
I'm pulling up a list here.
But I think everything else has a somewhat new park. And like T-Mobile isn't new, but it's not... I mean, God, that thing opened in what, the 90s? So that thing's been around a long time, but it is, I consider new parks, like when they did, when they did Baltimore, why can't it, Camden Yards, right? And they went to that retro, that changed ballparks forever. So many parks were built on kind of that platform and had that look about them. And so almost everything is new since then. In fact, I'm guessing the only three ballparks that are still standing, you probably have, well, you have the three old ones. I bet Busch has been there for forever.
Well, I think
Kauffman.
Busch got renovated.
Yeah, it got renovated, but it's been there a long time.
Let's see when that was built. I'm still scrolling.
Because Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City has been there for...
Okay, so here are... Okay, so Fenway is the oldest Major League Baseball stadium.
Yes.
It was built in 1912.
Yeah.
Wrigley is the second oldest, built in 1914.
And as much as I love Wrigley, my daughter went to school in Chicago, been there many times, the best ballpark experience is Fenway.
Fenway is greater than Wrigley, in my opinion, as well.
Yes.
Now, do you know what the third oldest stadium is?
The third oldest stadium. It might be Chavez Ravine.
It is Dodger Stadium, 1962.
Okay.
So that is Chavez Ravine.
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught that.
Yeah.
Angels Stadium, 1966, is the fourth oldest ballpark. And that place, there's nothing special about that.
It's got that stupid rock wall. But
and that's out in the middle of like, and I think the rock wall's stupid. It looks fake.
Yeah, it does.
Is it fake?
I think it's fake. I don't think it looks fake. I didn't know that. See, the Dodger one makes sense because I know we were talking about that. I kind of took a guess. I would have never guessed that Angel Stadium was that old. So it's only, what, 4 years different between that and Dodger Stadium?
Yeah. Fun fact about Dodger Stadium, Michael Jackson, the Beatles, and the Rolling Stones have all played concerts there.
Oh, see?
Pretty good little lineup.
I'm guessing Kauffman has to be right
so
there.
So Kauffman is fifth oldest, built in 1973.
So what do we have?
After that, you got Rogers Center in Toronto, built in 1989.
Oh, get the hell out of town. Skydome?
Then you have Wrigley White Sox, 1991. That place sucks. I've been there. Or then you have Oriole Park at Camden Yards, which was built in 1992. Yeah. And that does, as you mentioned, that is kind of the marker for the newest ballparks.
Yeah.
But that was still 1992. It doesn't feel new now. No. But back then it was, and everything is new since. You have Guardians built theirs in 1994, Coors Field 95, Trop 1998, Chase Field 1998, Seattle 1999, and so on.
Well, when Camden Yards got built, and it was, you can make the argument it was the first work of art ballpark, it was about more than just a baseball field. It blended in, and they used the warehouse like in the background, and it was, I don't know, there was a nostalgia feel to it. And when's the last time, because there were a lot of bad stadiums back in the day. If you look at some of the old photos and stuff, there were some real pieces of crap. When's the last time that you built a ballpark that was kind of panned? Miami gets it, the Marlins. People crap on that one. But outside of that, most of the time you build this, I mean, you are now hiring major architect firms, you're doing millions of dollars worth of planning, and these things are becoming crown jewels of cities. And when done right, I mean, they're masterpieces. And I think Camden Yards is the one that started all that.
Do you care to get? So we've only had one new stadium in the last 7 years. Did you know that?
The Rangers just opened theirs.
2020.
Okay.
Before that, Atlanta.
Oh, I was going to say Miami, maybe.
And before that was Miami.
Okay.
And before that was Minnesota. So we've really, you know, we've kind of had, we had a boom there.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of slowed down.
Well, because everyone's got newer parks.
I don't know who's next.
Although the what is it, Globe Life in Texas?
I don't know what they call it.
There's that, the old stadium was still being paid off when they built the new one.
Oh, yeah.
They built the new
one. They didn't need a new one. They just wanted a new one.
They just wanted a new one. Well, and I guess the new one will be Sacramento, but Vegas.
They did build a new Busch. Busch was 2006.
Okay, so that is not the old Busch.
No, I thought maybe they built it across the street or something, but I thought they just renovated Busch, but I was wrong. Mm. They built a new one.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I guess I'm reading about it now. Yeah. Yeah, I thought Bush was older than that, but turns out,
well,
no.
The old Bush was.
The old Bush was.
They built a new one.
Yeah.
You
know. Well, in Kansas City, is getting a new one. They're moving from Kauffman. So there you go.
Yeah.
They just approved it, right? The Chiefs and the Royals.
I'll believe it when I see it, but yeah. Well, it's been a big, long fight there, but.
Yeah, but I thought it just got.
You know how these things go.
Sure.
There are stages of approvals and.
Yeah.
Then something falls through. I mean, hell, the Rays thought they were having it. The Rays were getting ready to start building a new park.
Yeah.
And a hurricane changed everything.
Yeah.
And now they're selling. So it's like.
Yeah, who knows what's going to
happen.
You
just never know.
Yeah.
These things get real political.
Mm-hmm.
And who loves that, Jace? Not this guy.
Well, and it's a community down there that just, it's, anything that gets done in Florida with sports is a mess. When's the last time, again, a Florida team got an easy path to a stadium? And you didn't go to college. The Miami Hurricanes and the Orange Bowl and all that was a disaster.
Didn't the Marlins just like rip everyone off and build one?
Yeah. They lied.
That was pretty easy.
And they basically bribed commissioner. They didn't even put it to a vote. There was like a city commissioner or whatever that pushed it through. And dude, that thing is a disaster. Like everyone down in Miami-Dade County is pissed off about that. I mean, they stole billions of dollars from the people.
All right, well, there's hot ballpark talk for you guys out
and
there.
And maybe we'll get one in Portland.
Hey, wouldn't that be something?
Well,
I know where I'd put it.
Well, I think they know too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Baseball stadiums are the most unique sports structure, and it's not even close. And when done right, again, crown jewel of a city.
Coming up next, recruiting is wild on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.